This is Nature Notes, a Maine naturalist afield. I'm Glenn Mittelhauser, an ecologist with Maine Natural History Observatory. This week, I continue my conversation with Rich McDonald about how birds take advantage of open habitats created by flooding.
So I'm Rich McDonald. I run the Natural History Center. It's a small family-operated business in Bar Harbor. We do nature and adventure tours, basically in Acadie National Park, down East Maine and beyond. And the beyond is literally from the Arctic to the Antarctic. So it's really interesting, as we're now just getting onto the boardwalk here of the Jessup Path. So all the water here flows from like the different mountains down, and flows kind of in an easterly, northeasterly direction toward the Park Loop Road and through the one culvert that goes underneath. And that culvert had collapsed, or at least portion of it did. And so the water backed up and it created this huge lake, essentially. It was late winter. I think it was even March when that happened. But it was warm enough that it never froze. I was down here trail running one day with my dog, and I got to the Park Loop Road. It's like, wow, look at this lake here that's never here. And I got home that evening and told my wife, Natalie, about it. And so the next morning, we came down here with our canoe. And so now here we are standing on the boardwalk, looking out over this nice red maple forest here. And the water, we're up on the boardwalk. The water was 2 feet over the boardwalk, so the water was, 5 feet deep here? And we were canoeing everywhere, and it was so cool. We saw so many ducks. I don't tend to see a lot of ducks here in this greater Surtamont Spring area.
Huh.
Probably because there's not a lot of standing water.
Yeah.
And there was so much water. We saw, of course, mallards and black ducks, as you would expect. But we saw northern shoveler and lots of widgeon and lots of green-winged teal, lots of ringneck ducks, wood ducks. And it was just so cool to see. Like, I think we saw during the course of our 2 or 3 hour paddle, we probably saw 100 ducks.
Well, the interesting part of that story, I find, is that the ducks found this place rather quickly.
Yeah.
That doesn't quite make sense. How did they find it? Are they always looking?
I remember back in the mid-90s, roughly, the Dead Creek National Wildlife Refuge, if I'm recalling correctly, in Vermont. There was a series of man-made dikes that they would flood areas to get the snow geese to come in during the fall migration. And they decided that year that they needed to redo the dikes. So they drained the wetlands, basically drained the dikes, pulled out the dikes, and built new ones. In that process, there was all these mudflats exposed that have never been exposed, and certainly not in my lifetime. And so I was over there toward the end of August of whatever year that was. And I saw so many thousands of sandpipers. They found mudflats. So they were there in huge numbers. So that was just an example. Like, we never saw many shorebirds there, and suddenly there were thousands of them. And I feel like I've seen a few other cases where situations like that. Hamilton Pond here on the island, and I don't remember what year it was, the dam that creates the pond washed out a number of years ago. And so the pond was just one big mud flat. And the dam was owned by the Mount Desert Island Biological Lab, owns the dam. And they debated, should we rebuild it or not? And the town wanted it rebuilt because it's a source of water for pumpers for fighting fires in an area where there's no fire hydrants. And so finally, the town and the lab came to an agreement to rebuild it. But in the meantime, we had another incursion of shorebirds. I don't tend to see a lot of shorebirds on this island. And I saw so many shorebirds, including my one stilt sandpiper on the island was in the mudflats of what was Hamilton Pond. And it's interesting, like, is that a phenomenon where the birds are flying, there's mud, let's go check it out? Or is this a return to some previous state? A local friend of mine, Rob, lives in Hull's Cove and grew up here. And he's a bit older than me. And he says back in the early 70s, he would go walking at the low tide bar in Bar Harbor. And he would see hundreds and hundreds of sandpipers in August and September. And now I get excited if I see two or three. So numbers have changed, and we know sandpiper numbers are down, but the use has changed. The bar back in the 70s, hardly anybody walked on it. Now you go in August, September, and there'll be hundreds of people walking on it. So even though the habitat might be good, there's people there chasing them away. So things change, and whether it's changing something different or changing back to something, it's hard to know. But it's interesting that some of these environmental anomalies that, the flooding of Surtamont Spring, the draining of Hamilton Pond, like, creates opportunity for birds, and they seem to take advantage of it very quickly.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist Afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.